Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall is separation between Jew and Gentile. Praise God, it's finally come down to form what Paul calls in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians, the full dwelling place of God by His Spirit. And that's where we're headed right now. But between today and the time the Messiah comes, we know from the Bible what's going to happen. But we, as believers, I believe it should not be such a big mystery that as true believers in the Messiah, we should understand the times and seasons that we're in. And I have a friend that's a Messianic Jewish rabbi by the name of Jonathan Kahn. And several years ago, he had some supernatural experiences, and he's a brilliant Bible teacher, and he has come up with an understanding of a pattern from the Old Testament that God used with Israel. And it's so amazing. It's even got dates and times. And the deeper he got in this, the more he saw that it is a pattern for the United States of America. And here, let me read from the front page of our next newsletter for those that receive our Mishpocha newsletter. Is it possible that there exists an ancient mystery in which is hidden the secret of America's future? Is it possible that this mystery lies behind everything from 9/11 to the war in Iraq to the American housing bubble and its bursting to the crash of Wall Street and the global economy to the Great Recession and much more, even the President of the United States? Strap on your seatbelt. We're about ready to go for a ride. Jonathan, you know that I have wanted to interview you on this subject for a long time, and you kept saying it's not quite the right time. Why did you keep saying that to me?
I just felt that there was a time when this word was going to go forth, and it's almost as if the word is always sought to go forth. It tends to become viral when I bring it up, but I felt it wasn't the time, and then things started changing, and I have no question right now that this is the time. And just when I was kind of moving ahead or praying about that, I get a call from your ministry saying, "Hey, let's do the harbinger." You know, so I believe that you're led by the Spirit, Sid, because I believe this is the time. We're approaching the 10th anniversary of 9/11, and America is rapidly moving away from God, and this is a serious, call. But it is something that it has everything with God has an appointed time. He kept giving me the scripture. The vision is for the appointed time. You know, write it down, it will go, and now it's just happening.
I believe that also. So let's start out the series, and there's two CD series that we're making available. One is called The Harbinger, The Warning, and the other is called The Harbinger, The Shaking. And let's start out with the word harbinger. What does that mean to you?
The harbinger means a sign, a herald of what is yet to come. It can be used in a good sense. It can be a harbinger of good things, but generally, harbinger is generally it's a sign of warning. And why this links up is that God gives harbingers of warning before judgment.
And a good God would do that, and the sake of the warning is so that there won't be judgment. Isn't that correct?
Exactly. And he did that in ancient Israel, which is the pattern which gives us the revelation of what is happening now. But exactly, God's ultimate purpose is to save from judgment.
But I don't believe you could have come up with this key if you hadn't seen what happened at 9/11.
Exactly.
So therefore, no one could have unlocked this before 9/11, I believe.
I believe you're absolutely right. And it's not that, there were things that I sensed when 9/11 came. Our ministry is in northern Jersey, so we're near everything. We had people in the building at the time who got out. But, you know, there was a sense in America that something had happened. There was a sense among believers that there was something deeper going on. And America was not right with God. And there's something, for this to even be allowed, it means something. And this is the same pattern. Actually, at that time, there was a scripture that came to me. I didn't realize it back then, but it was right in it turned out to be the really one of the keys of the puzzle piece. And I was down there in Ground Zero, you know, a bit after, and I'm walking the ground, and I saw an object. It was linked to a tree, and something started, and then mystery started unfolding.
I recently had lunch with a strong Christian believer, and he looked me in the eye, and he said, I'm very concerned about Israel. Look at Iran and their nuclear ability and the missiles they have. But I said to him, I'm not concerned about Israel. I am concerned about the United States of America. I see the future of Israel in the Bible. I don't, and maybe you're one that would differ with me, but I don't see a locked in concrete future for the United States in the Bible. I'm concerned about the United States.
Well, I believe you're right. Clearly, I mean, there's two main things going on. America has been blessed more than any nation has ever been blessed. And there's two things of it. One is, as much as it follows God, as a nation follows God, it gets lifted up. We've been blessed from the beginning. Even the early founders of America, the Puritans, and they said this was going to happen, and it's happened. But if America turns from God, those blessings are not going to remain. And the other thing is, as America has been the greatest blesser of Israel, and the principle is clear from the beginning of the Bible to the end, that if you bless Israel, you're blessed. If you turn away, you will not be blessed. And both of those factors are changing now. And so we are in danger. And the other thing is, when you look at end time prophecy, you don't see America, you know, as the leader. You see it says all nations come against Israel. Something has to happen between now and then, and I believe you're absolutely right.
Okay, the word harbinger, as you've explained, means a sign or a foreshadowing of a future event. And you have found in the scriptures 9 harbingers. Explain what you mean, because if these things occurred in these steps, and this is what happened in Israel, then your premise is those same steps are going to happen in the country that God raised up to preserve Israel if they turn from God.
Not that it, you know, every situation is different, but the overall pattern is there, which is basically a pattern of warning and coming judgment. Basically, here's the beginning of the key, of the foundation of it. Ancient Israel, 8th century BC, Israel is founded by God or founded on his word, blessed by God, but then it departed from God. They grew complacent, they turned away from him, they went to other gods, they turned against his ways into immorality, they actually then started coming against his people. And now God calls them back, he sends prophets, and then he allows something to happen. That was unprecedented. He allows Israel's hedge of protection to be breached. He allows an enemy to make a strike into the land. And this is, again, as you said, this is not to bring judgment. It's to warn of judgment. And it's a wake-up call. It's an alarm. And that strike, the enemies come in, is temporary. It's limited. But it traumatizes the nation. It was a sign. And this is what we're talking. It was a harbinger that if the nation continues going away from God, departing from his ways, its blessings, its peace, its prosperity, its safety, its even defenses are going to be removed. So the attack comes, it's short-lived, and this is the time to repent and to turn back. And God gave them several years to turn back. But after a while, it seemed that security had returned, but they were in danger. They didn't realize it. It was a grace period, the nation to choose God or to completely go away from him and then judgment. But instead of repenting and turning to God, they harden themselves. Israel becomes defiant. They make a vow, and this is going to be the key here. In Isaiah 9, verse 10, they say, and this is God telling through Isaiah, making it known what they did. They say this. Here's the verse. It says, "The bricks have fallen," that was the destruction, "but we will rebuild with hewn stone. The sycamores have been cut down, but we will plant cedars in their place." Now, it's hard to say, well, what's that saying? It's saying that, you know, no matter what God, in other words, what he does to us, we're not going to be humbled. We're not going to turn back. We're just the opposite. We're going to defy the judgment. We're going to fight back. We're going to actually turn the calamity around. We're going to come back stronger than ever. So they harden themselves. And about 10 years later, after that first incursion, comes the judgment of Israel. The same army re-enters now, but it's not limited. It's a full strike. And the ancient kingdom of Israel is wiped off the face of the earth. Now, what does that have to do with the last days of ancient Israel? What does that have to do with America?
Right.
You see, and this is a specific pattern of judgment and the calling of God and the last days of a nation under judgment that doesn't turn back. So what does that have to do with America? America was also founded on God's principle, blessed as no other nation has been, turned away from God, has increasingly been turning from his ways. I think it's obvious. It's become complacent and then actually literally coming against the ways of God. It's rapidly so. And God is calling America back. But what happened to ancient Israel? God lifted up the hedge of protection. It was the wake-up alarm. So too, God has lifted up the hedge of America's protection. The wake-up call, September 11th, 2001. America's hedge of national protection is removed, just as it was in ancient Israel. It's a strike comes in. God allows an enemy to come and strike and breach the borders. It's temporary. It's limited. But
I remember where I was. I remember exactly watching the television screen and watching those planes go into the Twin Towers, and it looked like fantasy to me. It looked like it wasn't real. This is America. This doesn't happen in America. It only happens in the movies.
Exactly, exactly. And we've had this sense that we were invulnerable, and we were invulnerable as long as we were in God's way. But if we are not, it says, unless the Lord, you know, watches the city, the watchmen watch in vain. And clearly God allowed it. And this is the same exact thing that happened to ancient Israel. And so in the same way, this is the time for America to come back. And if you remember, Sid, at that time, there was a...
We're out of time right now, but I know that our Mishpocha will be back. I have a saying which I got from a Messianic Jew by the name of Dick Rubin at the Brownsville Revival. He says, when the pattern is right, the glory comes down. But the reverse is also true. When the pattern is wrong, the judgment is released. It is essential that you get these seven CDs. One set is called Harbinger of the Warning. The other set is called Harbinger the Shaking, available for a gift of $50. You will have the key you've been looking for a long time. To hear this week's interview in its entirety, or to watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpocha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-447-2697. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521.